we gonna do like that banter test, while test, the music test. Goes in?
No, I was thinking I'd just do an intro real quick, so I don't have to do that.
You don't want to do like a 6-minute intro where there's and then the, and
well,
the music
do the intro at the beginning.
But is there are you gonna do the music intro?
The music isn't gonna be playing before the.
So right now this part's not gonna be used as the music fades out.
I mean, I can put it in.
I think this would be a good part for the music to start coming in. That's my favorite part about JD's podcast.
Is the lead-in?
Is the lead-in music.
Just like, oh, I caught you telling jokes, yeah. And you didn't think that you were on. Yeah. Trapped you.
Didn't you record that?
No.
Oh, I feel so silly.
Nate Valdez from In the Whale recorded intro music.
I've spent years thinking you recorded that yourself, and that was your own personal intro music you wrote. And I was like, JD should pursue his music more, you know?
But Nate is pursuing his music, so.
But Nate is pursuing your music. Yeah. All right. Well, are we doing this now? Are you ready?
Yeah, I was just, I had a last minute.
Oh, no, you're fine. All right. Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for joining. Let's try meth and talk about your divorce or whatever.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's a little different. It's a little different.
We're the newest member of the LHRB podcast family.
Let's do drugs and try polyamory.
Yeah.
Honestly, not a bad podcast.
It's just a couple and one of them leaves crying every time.
Yes.
Like, I didn't know we were doing so bad.
Yeah, like, oh god, like, I don't know if it's the drugs or the polyamory, but I'm really upset. It depends on the drugs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm sure there's drugs out there that would help you handle polyamory. Like, oh, that's kind of cool. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mushrooms,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think coke would be a bad one, actually.
Yeah, that could go all sorts of ways.
I think it would start great, and I think it would really quickly like be like, no.
Yeah, that'd be a crash for sure.
Well, you're hearing the voices of Mallory Vining.
Hi.
And Andreas Besserell.
I think you should have started us off with the music instead.
The music will be there. It's in post. You know nothing about how podcasts work.
Every time I tell you we'll fix it in post, you always told me no.
Well, yeah, because you were asking for things that were too much work for me. Did you finish your list?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy holidays, everybody. I hope this podcast finds you well.
It's one thing on his list, I gotta say.
Okay, well, we're doing an homage to one of my favorite podcasts, All Fantasy Everything. We're going to be doing a fantasy-style draft of Christmas, holiday things.
Yeah.
It can be, you know, in general, you know, it's in the spirit of. And since we're all, you know, Christians here, it's going to be mostly Christmas. Well, I mean, we were raised Christian.
Okay.
For Christmas.
Fair enough, yeah.
Christian Christmas. It's not just a purely Christian Christmas. I'm just saying Christians celebrate Christmas, and we were all raised in that, so that's why we're...
So does pagans.
If you have other holiday things you want to throw in there besides just Christmas stuff, that's fine. If you want to put Kristallnacht or whatever, Krampus, whatever you pick.
Kristallnacht, I feel like that was like a German, like a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like a Nazi thing?
Krampus.
Well, I mean, Christmas in Germany during Nazi reign, everything was a Nazi thing.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just like the German, the Nacht. It sounds bad.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck to spell Kristallnacht. And I can't. Mallory broke my keyboard and now I can't delete anything.
What is Kristallnacht?
Yeah. What is Kristallnacht?
I can't do. Okay. I got to just. Retiring the old Logitech.
I don't think you should.
It didn't even last a year.
The name of it. Well, are you endorsed by them?
Not anymore.
Don't buy it. It's a bad keyboard and definitely not Mallory's fault that it doesn't work. Kristallnacht?
I don't know how to spell it. You know how to spell it?
Crystal. Oh, okay. It's spelled dumb. That's not your fault.
Yeah, it's German.
With a K.
Yeah, that's...
Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, also called November program, pogroms, was pogrom against Jews. What's pogrom? A violent riot. Oops.
That's your favorite part.
I'm just saying we could use other stuff.
Well, that's what you went with first. Mallory, you're next.
Jews carried out by the Nazi party. The paramilitary forces, along with some, I don't know, what does that say? Hitler Youth and German civilizations throughout Germany.
Yeah. So basically a bad night. And also it was in November, so not Christmas even. So, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a real stretch.
Well, you know, I want you guys to feel free. Free enough to say this is one of your favorite things about Christmas.
Saying Kristallnacht is part of Christmas.
You would be viciously canceled for it. Yeah.
Like the same as saying that Bruce Willis movie is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yep, those are exactly the same.
Same level of like, I don't think so.
Oh, man.
I mean, Hans Gruber is German, right?
That's true.
See?
Yeah. So. I think he's South African. Isn't that the whole thing?
He was vaguely European.
His name's Hans.
Again, vaguely European.
I think
that could cover some things.
What about Gruber?
I think it's like Belgian, because like South Africa destroyed by the Belgians, I want to say. Ah, West German, yeah.
Where does it say that?
The top, West German. What is Hans Gruber's ethnicity?
Iconic villains in film history. Well, let me blah blah blah. Action movies. I don't see it saying West German there.
At the very top in the bullshit.
Oh, right
just
there.
The biggest, yeah. Oh,
okay. I thought that.
I was like, this is a real good bit, JD.
I feel so gaslit right now.
Yeah. I don't see where it is. Well, hopefully Santa will bring me a new Logitech keyboard for Christmas, you know.
Not with those opinions on Kristallnacht.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's my favorite part. I'm just saying you could have whatever you want. We are free. This is a open range, okay? Your interpretation of things. If you don't know, you should check out All Fantasy Everything if you want to get it from the source.
Lesser known podcasts.
Yeah, you know, Jerry Ferraro was just on, you know, from Entourage.
I do think we should just agree that Nazis are bad, though, real fast.
Sure, I don't think we had to say it.
I don't know, it was really hard to get you to say it. So.
I mean, was it hard?
It was pretty hard.
I feel like no one was trying to get me to say that. I thought it was implied.
I feel like we couldn't get you to say that.
Yeah, I felt like I didn't know anyone was trying.
Yeah, it took a lot. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Not when I got what you guys were doing. I was going to bring back Shit Patrick Says.
Yeah.
For Andreas here.
Have you heard any of these?
Yes, I think very funny.
There's shit Andreas says.
Sure. I feel like my folder was smaller.
No, well, that's Patrick's.
Yeah.
I think the funniest one, well, not, yeah, the one that came to mind, like when I watched Wakanda Forever, you know, how they're like fighting the Mayan guys.
Ooh,
like,
okay.
He said something about like Mexicans are inherently violent.
yeah.
And that like was in my head the whole movie.
That is a Patrick Scott quote from Los Chupacabras. Everyone should go out, go back and listen to all those episodes and come back, because Andreas is a chupacabro. And Patrick Scott said a lot of racially and just very risque things on the podcast that I clipped up.
I was told.
And I have a Christmas theme one right here.
As a minority, we can't be racist. So technically, he didn't say anything wrong.
Who told you that?
A white person.
Well, white is a race, so.
Yeah. Well, they said.
Yeah.
Of course, they would say that.
And as a white person, we've done a lot of terrible things. And
yeah. So
maybe
I got told because I don't have the power, I can't be racist.
Hear what. Here's a Christmas-themed Shit Patrick Says.
I'm surprisingly offended by a black Santa. You know? I'm like, Santa's white. Come on. I don't know.
Santa's white. Come on.
Wait.
I don't know why the thong song was playing in the background, but.
I'm surprisingly offended by a black Santa. You know? I'm like, Santa's white. Come on. I don't know.
What's funny is I was listening to the radio today and the comedy station was on and somebody was doing a whole bit about how they need white Santa. Like, they don't want any
they
other kind
need
of.
Yeah, a white need. Santa.
And it was all just a long con just so they could do an impression of a gay Santa.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was a lot of work.
Man. Feels like it's not going to pay off.
Have to go further and further just to do a gay voice on stage these days.
Yeah,
you know?
And I was like, this
I totally
like
understand
weird.
That.
I was like, this seemed like I just kind of, and like the worst part about comedy recordings like that is when someone's like crushing on the audio and you're like, this is just a bad joke though. Like, you must have had the room. That's all you can really think is like, this guy.
Like they papered it with their friends.
Yeah.
Or got their friends to come in.
Either that or they were already famous and you can say stuff like that, I suppose.
Yeah,
that seems
to
be the rule. Like, you can't say, and do awful jokes.
All right. Well, that was just like old times, all right? Just like Los Chupacabros. Patrick says something racist, and we all laugh about
it. So you decided to take the reins, and you're like, Kristallnacht's my favorite part of
I did not say that. You couldn't even clip that, because that's not what I said. That couldn't even be a clip. Someone could.
I'm sure we could get a bot to like.
You could do a deep fake.
For sure.
Yeah, great.
$4. $4, we can make this happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to do all the plugs inside the podcast so I don't have to do an extra recording here. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
is it if you know Mallory, sites?
Why don't you just pipe down. Fine. Just for now.
Can I do one of the plugs?
No. You should listen to Mallory's podcast, Let's Get Drunk and Talk About Your Wedding. It's with host Jen and Mel. They get drunk and or they throw back a couple drinks and talk to guests about love, marriage, and everything in between. Check it out. You can find the backlogs of Los Chupacabros, Left Hand Right Brain, the JDJOs, as well as Help Me, I'm Scared, and other podcasts about horror films with Carrie Bowman by going to lefthandrightbrainpod.com. That's where you can find everything Left Hand Right Brain related, or you can find them wherever you get podcasts. Okay.
Is okay. JDJO, is that JD Jerks Off? Is that the podcast?
No, I did that with my friend Joanna, and everyone called her Joe.
Is it good? Yeah.
No, it's not good. Why would you say that? Funny. That's good? That's good?
It sounds very
you
like...
You think I had a whole podcast where I jerked off.
No, it just sounds like...
It wasn't
know,
like a long episode.
Yeah, it's like a little like I'm just having like, you know, like I'm having like dumb thoughts and something and I want to record them. So JD Jerks Off, like, you know, like whatever. This is just in the universe now.
I feel like that would have a really cool
That's
logo.
Most podcasts, I'd say.
Yeah, right? That's like...
But JDJOs, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not as good as JDJO. Which was the previous podcast.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
If we did a hybrid podcast, would it be like Chupacabra? Like, let's get drunk and be Chupacabros? Or, oh, is that
Chupacabros?
I'd be like, is the jerking off still part of this?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
Never was. Okay. Never was.
Wasn't that what
we're also part of
means?
Mile High Life, so check out that, okay? You have to throw that out there. Sorry, what?
Isn't that what Chupacabra means? Jerk off?
The no, it's like the sucky boys.
It definitely, anything, they're definitely good, we're sucking off. Sexual, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When I was making the name, the I didn't get a lot of input from you, Andreas.
I couldn't stop you.
Yeah.
Just like when you were like, "Crystal Knot's my favorite part of Christmas." I was like,
"If anything, you said it twice, so I could clip that up for you." Crystal Knot cannot have anything to do with Christmas. Okay, so. I hope the listener understands what we're doing here. Okay, we're doing a fantasy style draft. We're going to pick five things, Christmas related, holiday related. And we're going to go in a serpentine order. We can do a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. Do you guys want to do that? So rock, paper, and then go on shoot, okay?
Okay, sure.
Rock, yeah. Paper, shoot?
Yeah, rock, paper, shoot, okay? Okay,
sounds good.
Ready?
Okay.
Rock, paper, shoot.
Nice.
Damn it.
All right. Mallory wins.
I did. I win.
All right. So you got to pick the order.
Me first. Okay. Andrea second. You last.
Okay.
And then flip. And then it flips.
And then it goes in reverse.
Yeah. This is my home and you are a guest.
So
here,
am I
but
always in the middle then?
You know, like in Armageddon, when they slingshot around the moon, they use the moon's gravitational pull to get to the asteroid. That's how we're going to do it in our.
You know what? My favorite
the serpentine.
Part about
that's
Armageddon
what the serpentine.
Is.
Ordered goes. What?
My favorite part is when during an interview, I think it was during an interview.
Are you talking about your favorite moment in Armageddon?
Yeah. Is that Ben Affleck asked the question, why would we teach oil rig workers how to become astronauts when it'd be easier to teach astronauts to become oil rig workers? And to which Michael Bay said, because then we wouldn't have a fucking movie.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's
Ben Affleck bringing the good questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't quote me 100% on that story, but I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Is Does anyone that a know? Better movie? Like, right? Astronauts learning oil wriggling?
Yeah.
Wriggling?
Yeah. I feel like it ends up being more of like a Coach Carter kind of movie, though, you know, where like they're like, they thought they were just astronauts.
Yeah.
Like, my hands are too soft to be an oil rig worker. Like,
I know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Like being an astronaut is so easy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, from the movie, you know, they just hung out in the water for a little bit, and then they were able to do it. So
maybe it's because they knew that astronauts would be too smart to know that it's not a suicide mission. And the oil rig workers were like, I'm just glad to have a day off.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, man. It's just good to get on a plane and go for a flight somewhere.
Okay. Let's get to this draft. All right, Mallory, you get to go first. Since
Heck
you know
yeah.
What, all right. What's your first draft of the... Christmas or holiday.
Just like the concept of like Christmas lights. I think that's
Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Christmas
lights.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
We're going to call this All Fantasy Christmas. Okay.
Fantasy
just that's
Christmas.
How I will refer to it.
Yeah. Because like for me, I, as soon as like the the daylight savings hits and like the light goes out, I get really sad all the time. And like having little twinkly lights everywhere really helps with my depression, my seasonal sad.
So there's definitely like when it first hits, there's those couple weeks where you're like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And then when you start seeing the lights come out, you're like, you know what? This ain't so bad.
Yeah, which is why I put up my lights in October.
Did you?
Yeah.
I know we put them up pretty early. I think I
put them up early.
Just before Thanksgiving. I thought that was early on my end, but I did it. I was like, it's going to get colder and it's just going to get harder.
Yeah. I like to do it before Halloween.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then it's like before the lights change.
It's hard.
We have Halloween inflatables.
Oh.
So nice. I got to swap them out is what happens.
Do you have Christmas inflatables as well?
We have a little polar bear and he's got a little Christmas Santa hat.
Nice.
And I think the other one, I always forget. I think it's a pig. I think it's a pig in a Santa hat too.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. They're two little animal ones. And then I have two. I'm lazy and scared of heights. So I have two strobe light LED things on my house that are coming from different directions. So my house just kind of sparkles at night. It's really nice.
I love it. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
You like that better than the classic Christmas lights hung around?
I mean, I don't know if it's better or not, but I do think there's probably some statistic that of the rate of deaths from falling in that season goes way up. So yeah, I get like.
And I still have rope lights too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, both. Wow, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I feel like the LED lights really outshine. I mean, in order for like a Christmas light operation to really work, you got to go all out.
Yeah. You know? Like the ones where they like blink with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah,
and you're
that's
like,
cool.
That's,
Does that include going to see lights? I know that's a big thing
for
your family.
Yeah, I've dibsed lights as a concept. Yeah.
So like, because something my family did as well in Greeley would go to this one house where this guy had a bunch of cutouts of like Disney characters, the Grinch, all the Peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a whole thing. And he played music. I mean, people were like lined up around his cul-de-sac.
Yeah, just go watch it.
To come see it. Yeah.
I love love that guy in the town who's all out. But
there's one guy in the
couldn't
town.
Couldn't be me. Yeah.
I've gone,
could be you, Andreas.
Yeah. Right now, technically, I think it is. I think no one else on the block.
You got music playing.
No, we don't have music playing, but we definitely are the only ones with lights on right now for some reason. Yeah. So.
A bunch of Grinches over there.
Yeah.
I love like the ones where they buy at like an AM radio station.
Yeah.
So they're like, turn it to this. And then like they're playing Christmas music with
and
that.
The lights
they've
done one of those drive through ones.
Yeah. The one at the Speedway.
There's that band. There's like four of them now. It's all the same group. Yeah.
It's great. It's just driving around with the lights.
So you're like just going into a tunnel?
No.
With lights
on
it?
Kind. Well, I mean.
It's like a whole like little track.
Yeah.
That you take your car on.
Uh-huh.
And you never get out. You just drive through.
And you just put it to a certain radio station and it's all synced up.
Oh, that is nice. Maybe we should do that. Do you have to pay for those?
Yes. And you got reserve times. It's a whole thing.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
It tends to sell out. You should go either when it's either at the end of it or at the beginning of the
Christmas lights is a solid pick. I did not think of that. I wish I would have at this point.
Sure, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Have you got to the Waterworld thing, the Waterworld lights?
That's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's, it's the same thing, but I mean, it's a specific thing.
Yeah, or like zoo lights, botanic gardens.
Zoo lights, you get me walking.
Illich's lights rule.
Oh, really?
Illich ones, we went last year. It was great.
Ah, I love it. It's like,
And you can still ride rides. Zoo light sucks ass because.
Yes, thank you.
It's so comparatively. That was one of the
last dates
me and my son's mom went on, I remember. And we were hammered, so that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I remember like as the years have gone on and as my son's gotten older, it's all about concentration, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about walking around for 2 hours looking at a little bit of lights. It's a lot cooler just to see the same amount of lights in 30 minutes all at once.
Yeah.
Versus seeing that same amount of lights distributed over 2 hours of a fucking walk, you know?
Yeah. That's why I think Illich's is like the best.
Yeah.
Like,
why is
it's
that?
Up there.
It's just like
you can get it all in real quick.
Yeah, it's also like really concentrated.
Yes.
It's like there's like a theme park to it, so there's rides and
carnival
everything
games.
Is already lit up.
Uh-huh. It's not too cold to do any of those rides.
Depends when you go, dude. Yeah.
That's when that's why I hated the zoo lights. We went with Mallory's niece and her cousin like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and it was so cold.
It just depends on
the
weather that night.
The whole time.
That's what really you gotta pick a good day.
Yeah, you just can't go when it's too cold. Yeah. But like. I think Illich is you'd like that better because there's lots of inside stuff. So like there's like, outside, inside. Yeah. One thing I do hate about that one, Illich's, is that there's not enough like commissary. There's not enough like, here, buy some wine or some eggnog. It's just like, have a cold margarita. I'm like,
commissary.
That's not what I want.
I mean, like can you drink at the Botanic Garden one?
I have. I don't know if it's.
I can't remember. I feel like I've had drinks there, but they were not. sanctioned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've definitely snuck stuff in.
Yeah.
Or gotten hammered in the car right before, stuff like that.
Yeah, which is easier to do at the Botanic Garden. At Elitch's, it's harder. Yeah. They're like checking bags and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is fun to get super drunk and look at lights.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it because it's so cold sometimes.
Yeah. Solid pick, Boo. Solid pick.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Andreas, what's yours?
Mine, this is the only thing I wrote down for sure, and it was tamales.
I was telling Mallory about that last night because I was talking to you last night and you said tamales immediately.
That was like my knee-jerk reaction.
I was like, what's about, I told what's Mallory, tamales? I was like, no one's going to pick that. Yeah. He got that one in. He could have waited until the fifth round.
No, I was like, I need to have it.
Why is tamales synonymous with Christmas?
Because that's what we do at my house. We make tamales every year.
Could you describe tamales to the
It's uneducated. Just masa and meat, and then you just corn steam and it. Meat. Yeah.
It was always too spicy when I was a kid. That's and if weird. Too dry, too spicy, I never liked it.
You missed out.
I never liked tamales.
So, I mean, we've been making tamales my whole life, you know?
We always went out to like an old church in LaSalle from Greeley. We drove 40 minutes to get them, and it was always like a thing. And again, it was always very cold. I didn't like being in the smelly church to get them.
Yeah.
And then they were never worth it. See, I don't know why they're such a big deal.
It's how you make them, you know, man.
Like, do you disagree that they're dry?
It depends who's making them. Okay. They can
so
be.
So they can be.
Yeah, tamales can moist. Be bad. I'm not saying tamale is like this perfect food that anyone can do right.
Okay, you know? I mean, I'm just saying like there's other.
Like there's so many different ways tamales can go bad. I've just had bad ones. Yeah, if okay. I mean, if the masa's too wet, then they won't actually cook right. And
yeah,
you know,
it's wrapped up in a corn husk.
So what you want, and if it's too dry, obviously it gets real crumbly and. It's dry. It's fucking dry. And it's as dry as grit in your mouth, you know? So, yeah, know. There's definitely a method to it.
You
know?
On chicken? You on pork?
We do both. We do red chicken, or we do red pork, green chicken, and sweet tamales.
Sweet tamales? Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh, what's
pineapple.
In a sweet tamale?
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of the same texture. It's a lot of mush, I feel
For
like.
The pineapple ones? Yeah they're cakey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a
cakey.
Little yeah, like a
I think
little,
it'd be
they're done
as
right.
Stodgy in the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, I think they're too stodgy is like you have to chew it. It's like raw, basically. That's stodgy.
Yeah, no,
this is like
they wouldn't be.
I mean, I don't really care for sweet tamales because I'm just not a sweets guy when it comes to that. But yeah, no, they're cakey, they're bready. You know, you have them with coffee.
Yeah, whoa, yeah. A friend taught me how to make them, and she did this like cheese and just like pickled jalapeno, and it was so good.
That's one too. We don't really make those ones as much. We definitely pickled do green chicken. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So they save it for the wintertime just because it's so hot to make. I mean, it's like a hot thing. You're steaming, you're boiling.
I mean, I think we just do it traditionally. On. We personally, and I'm not speaking for anyone else except for my family, we've always just done them on Christmas. We never make them any other time of year.
They're big on Christmas for the Latinos, I feel like, in general.
So, you know, and it's very rare for me to get a tamale that's better than my mom's. So,
sure, nostalgic
and
tamale.
And as soon as Christmas time rolls around and tamales start getting more popular, you know, like everyone's busting them out for the year, I tend to buy them everywhere I go. And I have yet
to. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do restaurants sell tamales that are on
the I mean, some people sell tamales year-round, but I meant more like in the parking lot.
You see them at a parking lot of like a Walmart when I was, you know, living in Greeley and stuff. And
I have yet to have a tamale that I'm like, yeah, that was worth it.
I think
our
Ralberto's by our house, I think they have tamales on the menu. Because
also like tamales, you know, when you make tamales to sell, you can't make them as good as if they were just for home. You know what I mean? Well, because you're trying to make a profit, right? So you're going to have more masa than filling.
Okay. Maybe that's where
so
I've
stuff like
wrong.
That
yeah,
is,
yeah.
you know, so I'm not surprised that a poor church didn't make great tamales and people just bought them out of supporting of the church.
Well,
you know?
We never went to that church. It was like it was a weird pilgrimage we made every year. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, with my great aunt and uncle. It was
I can't think of a reason to buy bad tamales other than supporting something, you know?
It sounds like that would have been kind of nostalgic, though, like with your family. And
yeah, it was like part of the whole thing of like going to see the lights and stuff.
Yeah, but I can see how there's like not a payoff like of like good food that you're like, no thanks.
I keep getting new ideas for the what I want. So.
Well, it's your turn now, buddy.
It is my turn. Okay, for the first pick, I have to go with eggnog. All right, eggnog. Classic custard you drink. It's liquid ice cream. It's delicious. I love it so much. I do suggest you get the Southern Comfort Vanilla Spice, my favorite type. You can't find it this year. You couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
It always was kind of niche, but it has less nutmeggy, a little more vanilla-y.
Got it.
Which is
I mean, we could probably make it. Like,
why don't you just get vanilla then and add a little nutmeg?
Smart. Yeah, we could just
put vanilla what?
Vanilla eggnog.
They don't. I mean, I haven't seen it.
Or we could just put vanilla in it. Like,
yeah,
I've been seeing pumpkin spice eggnog. They start that in like October now.
It's awful.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's not my favorite, but
you're like, but I'll drink it.
Oh yeah, I'll drink any kind of eggnog. I went from Meadow Gold is the classic, you know, the green box, and went over to the Sound Cover. It doesn't have alcohol in it, but
do you
it's
ever
like
spike it?
I have in the past. I never. I mean,
have you ever gotten sloshed off eggnog?
No, never.
That's a lot of dairy.
It's too much cream.
Sounds awful,
yeah.
Right?
Too much cream.
The fact that
know.
The people even add liquor to it upsets me. I'd rather just drink liquor.
Yeah, like
then mix it with eggnog.
I would rather do like have like two shots, right? Like a there shot of eggnog. I can't drink a whole glass of it. It's just too much.
You want a shot of eggnog and a glass of bourbon?
Yeah, that
or a glass
nice,
of brandy.
Right? Yeah,
that sounds pretty rad.
No yeah. way, dude. Way I can't. I'm more of a sweets guy. I'd rather get fucked up on dairy than. Than booze at this point.
Sure.
Yeah. It's nice. I mean, I put it in my coffee in this
eggnog?
Season. Yeah. It's
okay. Yeah, we stop. We don't get creamer during this season.
Just
we
have
only get eggnog.
Eggnog.
Yeah. We have four like cartons.
How do you still have a foot?
Well, I hold back quite a bit as well.
You hold out for the eggnog?
Yeah. Go in and just take a swig.
No, man.
Yeah.
This year, it's been getting me hard.
Yeah.
I've been taking lactate pills with it, but man.
You don't care.
My farts have been crazy.
Oh,
wow.
Sorry.
This is
it's
a very
just been
small
surprising.
Room.
Well, I haven't drinking any in the last couple of days.
Oh, okay. You're holding back.
Yeah, I've been holding back.
Yeah.
You're like, I just go into the fridge and
man.
Crack open the cart and give it a good whiff and just say soon.
And I've been heating it up. I want a warm eggnog these days.
How are you heating it up? In the mic?
In the microwave.
Wow.
In the mic, yeah.
Wow.
That's insane.
Why?
I just feel like if you're going to
you
do
think
it,
I should put it in
a little saucer pan.
A little pan
just
and heat it up that way.
A little pot.
No, because then you'll burn it. Because if you just put it on high and then you have it there. You have
well,
to
you
constantly
put it on high. You'd
up.
Have to put it on low and you have to get, you know, get a wooden spoon.
Now this is becoming a whole half hour ordeal.
Yeah, there was one, like every year he makes this like popish out of eggnog.
What's
and that's
a popish?
It's like a
it's
cornstarch
a, like
pudding.
It's like a Portuguese pudding that my mom used to make when we were kids.
So instead of eggs, just like you know, use cornstarch, but like we use eggnog and cornstarch. And
oh my God.
It's really
so good.
Good. Yeah.
So good.
That's like the best way
it
to
just
it.
Thickens
yeah.
it up like a pudding. It's like a warm pudding.
Yeah.
And I guess you'd hate it because you don't like the dairy.
I don't like eggnog.
So,
is it the flavor, or do you not like ice cream? Do you not like
it's the
dairy
consistency, the texture, the
like a
then you might like
knob.
This because it's more flaminess. Of like, instead of drinking it, you're like eating it, like a spoon of it. Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
What's the difference between that and a terrible beer?
I don't really drink beer, remember?
You drink a lot of, well, you used to drink a lot of beer.
I used to drink a lot of beer.
All right. Well, I knew no one else was going to take eggnog, but I love it so much I had to throw it out there first.
I like the eggnog popish.
Seasonal,
I mean, I
popish.
Eggnog
is, good, yeah.
is your eggnog is my tamale.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like
special to me.
No one else wants it, but I need to have it.
Yeah. I want
it. I need it. I need to know I have it.
I get happy when I see it in October and I see the fucking pumpkin spice one. I don't get that one, but I go, hell yeah,
it's coming.
It's coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's good. I just love it. It's a special time for me when I could see eggnog in the fridge, and I get like you have to get it before January 1st, or they take it out off the shelves.
Yeah.
So like, if I can get in there like on the December 27th or something like that,
and still
I'm just grabbing like four cartons.
Gross.
No way. It's good.
So that's
and it'll
like,
last.
That's like the thing that hypes you up for Christmas. Where you're like,
shelf. It's like, oh shit, Christmas is on
what's
its
what's that
way.
Thing for you, Andreas? Where
tamales.
You're like tamales, like or just like seeing it, you're like, it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's coming. Well, I used to work retail for so. I mean, I think I'm about to go back, but like I've been working retail for over a decade, grocery retail. So like for me, Christmas, like signs of Christmas weren't always exactly happy. It was more very like of things to come.
You know? Like doom.
Yeah. It was like hey, like you know you barely get the Halloween candy out onto the sales floor, and then you look the next morning and there's all this Christmas shit already in the fucking back room, and you're like fucking why?
Yeah. Oh, you know? So like the thing encroaches faster.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that means I get to go again because of the serpentine draft. Oh man, I wasn't ready for another one. Okay, I'm gonna go Christmas TV specials.
Christmas TV specials.
Yes, because that includes like
a Muppet Christmas Carol.
I was thinking like the Peanuts Christmas.
Peanuts Christmas.
Peanuts Christmas. Rudolph is technically a TV special. Yeah. I get all the Rankin and Bass shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not like TV shows, like episodes or like,
well, I was kind of hoping that would like
community.
Go under
you can
TV.
Have it.
Yeah. I mean, cause
The Office.
The Office has some good Christmas episodes. Friends. Fucking, I didn't get into those ones as much.
Lost.
Did you know who has some good ones? That 70s Show has the fun Christmas episodes.
And they don't make sense continuity-wise.
Yeah.
I think Bob's Burgers has the
best. Bob's Burgers has some, some good ones.
I could see
ones.
Them doing a good job on that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Community.
Cartoon episodes of stuff, you know?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of like shows have good Halloween show like episodes, but Christmas is tough to nail down sometimes.
Ooh, Mickey's Christmas Carol, that counts, right?
Fairly Odd Parents.
Didn't get into that one. That was a little bit...
Ted Lasso
did a good Christmas episode.
Not bad. I don't know if it's like stood out as like better.
Last year, I remember it being like meh, but it was because it came out after Christmas had ended. It was like January.
Whose fault is that though, you know?
Apple TV.
Yeah. Apple TV.
Tim Steve Cook? Jobs fucking up shit from the grave.
So, does that mean I'm always second?
Yeah, you'll always be in the middle.
In the
middle. Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Back around to Mallory. Because you said you were first, right, Mallory?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I got to write down what I put down here real quick.
We recorded it, JD. What are you talking about?
But I'm going to recap it at the end.
Oh.
All right. So now, back to you, Andreas.
This one was one I was thinking about today was meeting your significant other's parents for the holidays.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think that's up there.
As good?
Yeah, because it's always nice to like put a face to a name of, you know, the person's.
Oh, Bill.
Like you get to meet their parents and they get to meet the guy that's railing their daughter, you know?
Railing.
So
that's the verb you use.
You like shake the dad's hand and be like.
Yeah. And then you're like, smell my finger pops, you know?
God damn. Would you be embarrassed if a man said that to your dad before you? If you introduced a boy to your dad and he did that move?
I'm trying to imagine what my dad's reaction to that would even be. Like, he's a pretty genial guy, so he might be like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
just fucking scoops your dad and then hits him with one of those.
Whoa. God damn.
That's
some like Pauly Shore 90s movie shit out there.
Son-in-law, wow. Yeah.
Sup, daddy.
How did that go when you met your...
Sarah's parents?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Lil's great, and her dad's dead, so
sweet.
Never...
So it was great when he was resurrected from the grave.
Did you do to, like, her mom just...
I've always wanted to ask her, I was like, do you think your dad would like me, or would we have to tell him that I'm not Mexican, you know?
Oh, because he's white?
He's an old white guy, yeah.
Okay.
Old southern white guy, so...
Yeah, probably for the best then.
Guess the world will never know.
Just that you won't meet him. Yeah. Mom, did you meet the mom?
Yeah, I told you. Lil's great.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a good lady.
Who's great?
Lil
is her name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like...
meeting the parents is hard, especially Christmas time. It's charged.
Because the only time we see them is like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like Christmas. So it's like...
Well, so I like it because it means that you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. You like that it says it's a positive thing for the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we are somewhere. So we're like, yeah. It's not as
because like I've met people towards the end of the year and you're like, I don't know. They're like, I'm gonna go to my parents.
Yeah, I'll see you
after. And like, I'll see you after Christmas then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll see you
totally.
Later on during Christmas. I've done that.
Yeah, we still have done that a couple of times. Like
I think like last Thanksgiving we went separate ways.
Yeah, I think it's hard because like we're like, oh, like the holidays don't always feel like the holidays with each other's families.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, like I want to do my Christmas. And if you want to do that with your family, then like,
yeah. And we'll meet back up and do our Christmas.
Yeah. And it's hard because like we're not having kids or anything. So there's not like a really like a reason to establish an our Christmas.
Sure.
So,
and our parents have never met.
Yeah, they've still never met. So.
But you guys got married.
Yeah, we're married. They've never met.
Huh.
His mom was busy. She didn't want
to
go out.
Yeah, I tried to get her to... come have dinner one time when Mallory's parents were in town.
Yeah.
My mom lives an hour away.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's a weeknight. Yeah. I can't. I gotta get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Which I get. I feel the same
way.
She's
like, I gotta, you know, Thursday's cleaning night. I can't.
Sure.
I can't not clean the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I think when Sarah's mom met my mom, I thought that was pretty funny because they are two very different women, you know? Like Sarah is the youngest, you know? And I am the oldest.
Her family?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're the oldest
and,
of your family.
And my mom had me at 19. And I think...
And your girlfriend's 19, right?
Yeah, my girlfriend's 19 now. No, Sarah's a little older than me. So, you know, and her mom had her later on, you know, not like super late in life, obviously, but yeah. So there's a bit of an age gap. And just they're just two different people. You know, they're both nice, but they're just two completely different vibes, you know? Like my mom likes to go out and, you know, still goes out dancing and does a bunch of like social stuff like that. And Lil loves puzzles, you know. So, you know, like very different vibes.
Oh, the moms are different. Yeah. I thought you were saying your girlfriend and your mom are different.
Also
people.
True. And I was like, also well, that's very probably true. For the best. Yeah, I don't think I could handle someone being like my mom and then having someone like me not know it, realizing it and having someone acknowledge it to me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, she's just like your mom.
Yeah, that's your mom.
And I'm like, oh, that would fuck with me so hard. Yeah. So I'm very lucky that I do not have any like weird need for someone to be like my mother without me realizing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Andreas takes meeting the parents. All right, boo.
I mean, like, yeah, like the basis of a lot of classic Christmas movies.
Yeah.
So, I picked this one, which is like this very specific genre of horror movie, which is Christmas horror movies. And I really love it. I mean, I just like love this idea of like just anything being sort of Christmas
flavored. Like that Jack Frost one.
Yeah. Yeah. Krampus is a really good one. The Green Knight with Dev Patel is a really good Christmas horror.
The recent one?
It's recent-ish. I think 2019.
That's a Christmas movie?
I mean, there's a part of it where they're like, on this old Christmas time, when the green man comes, he's going to cut your head off.
There's a
Christmas.
There's like a Grinch one out now.
Oh, a Christmas, like a Grinch horror?
Yeah, like a Grinch style movie, apparently.
Yeah, like.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Just weird, the weirdness of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, there was a show
one, 2022. Is
yeah.
One. The Mean One. Oh, interesting. I'll check it out. That's cool. That's funny.
It kind of looks like the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Yeah, that's I think that's the bit.
Yeah, there was like a show out where it's like Christopher Maloney and Patton Oswalt, and like Christopher Maloney is this like bummed out like detective who starts seeing his daughter's imaginary friend, which is Patton Oswalt, is like a little unicorn.
Whoa.
And they are basically trying to hunt down this Santa Claus serial killer.
That's right. That was on FX, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was really good. Really good horror show. Like a creepy Santa.
It was like Socks or something. What was the name of that show?
Yeah. What was that? I can't remember. It's.
But I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
What should I Google?
Christopher Maloney Christmas. And I really like it too because I think Christmas movies can get a little like, you know, like saccharine. It's like, ugh, this is too much. But when you have like the horror element to it, it's like spooky. And then you can also still get to that place of like family and we love each other. And also Christmas this horrible is thing is happening. No. Patton Oswalt. Look at Patton.
You said Christopher Maloney.
Well, I thought that would pull
it. How about you put Christopher Maloney and Patton Oswalt?
Happy.
Happy.
That was it. Yeah.
When I say Socks.
It's called Socks.
Socks is also a good name for unicorns.
I knew it was one word.
Yeah.
I don't want horror mixed with my Christmas. Keep your horror out of Christmas.
See, I mean, that's why I like it.
You had your time.
Yeah.
That's like, why aren't people being like, if there was Halloween have its time.
If that horror didn't exist, there would be no Christmas, you know?
Yeah. See, and like, what? And I'm, you know, Christmas.
Talking about Crystal now?
Yeah.
No. Jesus. I mean, like, I'm like Christmas in October, right? So I like really like to blend the holidays. I like a, what do you call it?
Christmas is just a feast in between.
So like
celebrations.
Big fan of Nightmare Before Christmas.
No,
then?
I actually hate that movie.
Her cousin loves that movie.
What's this?
That's like
what's
her
this?
Personality.
That's the only thing I remember about that movie.
I don't. Yeah. I feel like I should like it, but there is something about it that really.
It's your cousin's personality. Is that what you said?
No, it's her favorite movie.
She has a lot of clothing with Jack Skellington on
she
it.
She does. Yeah, she has a table. She had a table like made with like
knickknacks.
Made. Yeah.
Not even found.
Yeah, her brother-in-law. Well, your cousin.
Yeah.
He does woodworking.
Okay.
Yeah. So he made her this really cool epoxy thing.
Yeah, with
table.
Resin and stuff.
I kind of like when someone has a thing because then it's very fucking easy to shop for them.
Yeah, it's great. It's like, you know what you like?
Yeah.
It's a little Jack Skellington figurine.
You know?
That's how you end up with Beatles coasters and Beatles blankets.
Yeah.
And Beatles. I mean, I have a lot of those things.
Yeah, you like the Beatles, right?
I mean, I do, but
Well, who misinterpreted you?
My aunt.
Okay.
Yeah, as you get older, you get like people just kind of. I mean, like, oh yeah, you like that one thing when you're little. So like,
that's
you just
what you
keep
like
getting,
forever.
Yeah, yeah, one aunt thought I just like wolves, so I kept getting these wolf T-shirts.
You don't
I have
wolves?
Like six of them. I'm fine with them. I'm a little hesitant about the reintroduction of wolves into our state, though.
Don't worry, JD. They're not going to get
you.
Yeah, I think it's
weird.
Okay.
It's weird. They're releasing them in Montrose. That's where we're going for Christmas.
They're not going to be there. We're not. Gonna
you don't
be,
know that.
We're not going to be you in don't any know situation. That. We're not going to hike.
Well.
So.
Well, they're going to be in, they could show up in anywhere.
That seems like a really unreasonable fear.
Hey, do you know about wolves? Because I do.
Yeah.
Do you know about wolves?
Yeah.
What do you know about wolves?
I did a speech about reintroduction of wolves
against
in
it.
College.
Against it?
No, I mean, it was mostly just like, this is what they're doing.
Interesting.
As a statement of facts.
And you freaked yourself out.
Yeah. They're predators, guys,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Is that how the speech started?
They're predators. No, I wish. I probably would have got a better grade. I really just went up there and winged it. So.
Oh, okay.
I mean, great. I think unless you're grizzly manning with the wolves, I think you're fine.
That's the thing. They're an invasive species at a certain point.
What?
I mean,
they're going to fucking kill off everything, and then they're going to get hungrier, and then they're going to start coming for man.
They're being reintroduced.
You know why wolves were like bad guys in stories?
Yeah,
because they ate babies.
No.
Yes.
I think it was just racially charged.
I think they're like good for an ecosystem. Like they're pretty necessary to have. Like that.
We've
that
been doing fine, I think.
Nope, we have not. Everything is going extinct.
God,
no yeah.
Not everything.
Yes,
everything. Only wolves because we killed them all.
Yeah, there was like some study where they reintroduced wolves.
Coyotes are like crazy.
Coyotes are crazy.
Coyotes are like crazy abundant in cities. There's no.
Yeah, because they're taking the place of wolves. Like they adapt.
I don't think you.
Yeah.
I think it's a slippery slope.
I feel like
here.
It's a slippery slope to have a bunch of coyotes becoming, you know, big squirrels.
Mallory said that coyotes were eating people.
Yeah.
They found some coyotes.
Yeah, because they had like
given
but they
the
had,
opportunity,
like,
they will.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a wolf is a coyote on steroids.
Yeah, that's not.
I don't think that's the way to describe it.
There was
a wolf.
Like a whole study that they did with the Yellowstone reintroducing wolves, and they found that it. It did a lot for like the whole ecosystem, like as far as even just like erosion of water.
Who said this?
It was people who were studying the wolves in Yellowstone.
Okay.
Scientists said it.
All right. Well, I'm hesitant. I didn't say I'm totally against it, but it makes me stay up at night.
Interesting.
I'm going to buy a gun.
We'll get some wolf spray.
For wolves?
For you.
Yeah,
wolf spray. Yeah.
All right. When my house is wolf free and Andreas comes over and he says, my son was eaten by wolves,
you're going to have to go to the army surplus store and buy wolf spray.
All right. Yeah. So you picked wolves for your last pick?
No. What?
Christmas horror movies.
Christmas horror movies.
All right. Got it. Which okay. That means you need to go round three. You get to pick the next one in round three
nice.
Here.
Nice. Yeah. I'm just going to go with like mulled wine.
Mulled wine. Interesting.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't get into that till I started watching Game of Thrones with you a couple years ago. And then it was mulled wine every day.
It's so Whoa. Good.
Because we made it in such big batches. We just had a big take, like, pot of mulled wine.
We take a box of wine and then we would mull it.
Yeah. I mean, it
That's just
got
we
better
added
with
spices,
time.
Right?
Yeah. 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 Spices, sugar, orange juice,
a little brandy.
Little brandy. Yeah.
So it's just like sangria.
Yeah. It's winter sangria.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good.
And I really like it because it's only good in its time. Like, if you have it any other time of the year, it's like, fuck this. This is bad.
But
like,
bad. Yeah.
But when it's like in
You have
season,
it in the summer.
Yeah. And, and you're like, oh my God, this is the best thing. It's so good. So.
Yeah, it is so good.
Yeah.
When it's good, it's good.
Yeah. I like would make mulled wine kits as like a gift one year.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Like you just give them like some wine and some fruit and
some
spices.
Fucking cinnamon sticks.
Cinnamon sticks. Yeah. It's great.
You should try it, Andres.
Okay.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Get like a mug of it at the.
You wouldn't
the,
drink it though?
Yeah, drink it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You said, I trust you. Like, I'm not going to, like, fuck that. I'm not going to do that.
No, I trust you.
I'm not
going to
do
it.
That bullshit.
At the Christmas market in Denver, and, like, they sell it. So you can get, like, a mug of it, too.
A mug of it?
Yeah.
Like a thermos or something?
No, it's just, like, a little, like, they have, like, their little, mugs that are.
Got a handle and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And it's, collector's item. It's great.
Got all right. Some. Andreas, back to you.
I'm going to go with Christmas trees.
Nice. Christmas trees. Okay. Yeah. Do you get a real one?
No.
Yeah, I feel like it's like that's such a fire hazard now. Like, yeah.
Well, there's pros and cons to both. Everyone thinks, you know, like, oh, why would you get a live tree and chop it down just to let it die inside, you know?
There's a thing with the, like, forestry where you, like, it's like they want people to go and, like, take the smaller trees because it's better for the ecosystem.
Yeah. So, and then alternative people are, and so then people get the fake ones are like, oh, those end up in landfills, and then they never, you know, they never biodegrade or whatever. You know, they never break down, and then it's just there in the landfill forever.
Oh, the fake ones. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
And to that, I we use the same one. Well, that's not true. We replaced it this year, and I didn't understand why. I was told the fake Christmas tree.
Who's telling you what to do in your house?
My mother, obviously.
Oh, okay.
I was against it. I was like, I put up the Christmas tree. And they didn't like it. They didn't like the way it looked. It looked beat up.
Ratty and old.
Yeah. And I was like, because it's been around. You know, we don't get rid of the dog.
Yeah.
The dog's fucking ratty and old. And,
the dog,
yeah.
dog you know, has an expiration date.
That's that whole thing from the Charlie Brown Christmas where they, like, where they wave their hands and they're like, it's Christmas now.
So, yeah. So I was a little bummed out by that. So now, and then I keep thinking, so now I just have this extra tree in the garage for no reason. I'm trying to figure out what I should do with it.
Oh, man. I don't know what your space situation is like, but I saw this thing in, I think it was like a Lindsay Lohan Christmas, like her Christmas movie.
Was that good?
I loved it. Nice. I was delighted. But it's also cheesy. It's like, it's doing all the things. Yeah, it's doing all the things it's supposed to. It really plays off her strengths of being like Lindsay Lohan. Yeah. I'm like, that's great. I had a good time. Solid Christmas film. But there was like a grove of Christmas trees like decorated in the house. And I'm like, I love that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, just do like a little, like,
You should start building a small forest.
Yeah.
You need like three or four.
I was thinking about turning it into an outside Christmas tree.
I think you just get a mini one.
Put it on the pad. We have one of those.
Yeah.
It matches the old ratty one. They were both white.
Yeah, a little Christmas grove.
My son asked me for a green Christmas tree, and I didn't understand that he meant just like a regular Christmas tree. And I went looking for like a neon green Christmas tree for like weeks.
You went looking? Yeah. Like you were searching?
Like I was like online, and I was like, and I didn't like any of them. These all look super tacky. Yeah. You know?
You're like, you sure that's what you want?
Yeah. But I think colorful ones are where it's at, you know, like pink trees.
Have you seen the upside down ones people are doing?
I think that'd be fun. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Feels like a lot of work.
It probably is, you know. Also, storage is hard, you know, and ornaments. I think that's my favorite part of the ornaments.
Yeah.
Especially with now that I'm a family man, you know, and I've had a kid and I've just seen him get new ornaments every year. And I see the, you know, we go get an ornament every year, you know, probably sometimes more than one, depending. But yeah, just seeing all of his little ornaments through the years of things he was into that year at that age, you know.
Yeah. That's like a great
sweet.
Yeah.
Yearbook of it.
My aunt and uncle always did a real tree, and then we had a fake tree at home when I was a kid. I was always like, we should have a real tree. We should have a real tree. I think we did that one year, and it was terrible.
It immediately died and was
too much work, too much, yeah.
And then all the little fucking things fall everywhere.
Yeah.
And God forbid you walk around barefoot in your own home, and then you fucking get one through your
fucking
foot.
Yeah, they're like piercing.
Yeah, man, especially when they're dried up.
Yeah, and it's like sappy,
even
too.
If they smell good, don't matter. Yeah. I was like, you can get that scent.
You can buy like boughs at Costco and then just put those around.
Yep.
And, yeah.
So I'm not necessarily pro life tree. The only thing I would say is if I ever had like the time to plant a what kind of tree are they called?
Pine.
A pine tree, you know?
Evergreen.
Yeah, some sort of for evergreen where it's still really small, you know, and just have it outside and in the winter decorate it. I think that would be the move.
We were talking about that too. Yeah, getting a tree.
Because we have some in the front yard, but it's huge. It's a huge I can't even get up to the branches, you know.
Yeah, when I see like those like all fully lit and everything, I'm like, who's doing this?
Yeah,
like,
it's a lot of work.
They're hiring.
Oh, right?
It's
got to be somebody with a lift.
I would need a cherry picker for sure.
Yeah.
I was like, you just get two big ladders on each side.
Yeah.
And then you just throw the
back and forth
the string to each other.
Just going up and down the ladder. Or
you have to get two people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Ideally, you have a partner at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a partner, Andres. I'm sorry.
She's more into climbing trees than I am for sure.
Be like a bonding thing with your kids.
I should have,
Yes, have your kid on a 30-foot ladder. Yeah.
That's how I got scared of heights. My dad put me up on a ladder, and then a wind hit, and it moved me from one side of the wall to a different wall while I was on it still.
Like that scene in The Mummy where she's like bouncing on the ladder. You guys remember
that? That's right. Yeah. And she hops with it, right?
Yeah. All right, you guys were looking at me like I was crazy for a second.
The Mummy's not a Christmas movie, so I was like, where is he going?
I'm not
in
that frame of mind.
Yeah.
We're talking about ladders. Okay. All right.
Didn't know this was the ladder show.
All right, back to me. I am taking Christmas break. Because when you're a kid, there's nothing better than Christmas break.
Sure.
That is the best. Arguably more, it's more special.
Yeah.
Is that a word? That's how you say it, right?
Sure.
It's specialer than summer break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting presents. You're fucking New Year.
You know the pain of school.
You're halfway through. Yeah. I mean, Christmas break was always good. It was so good for me.
It was right before I got grounded.
You got to fucking hang out.
Because grades would come out, you know?
And you get grounded.
I always got grounded.
Oh, man, that sucks.
It was pretty good. There was a good portion of my life where my birthday present was being ungrounded.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Wow. They're like, hey, was it like a coupon yeah. book? Where
no,
like,
it was
hey,
just like, it was just like I would be like minding my business and be like, hey, you're not grounded anymore. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, getting out of school. Yeah. I mean, just like that whole week, you know, building up to a big Christmas party and then you fucking get out early.
Right,
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's the best.
He's been getting how many days he has left till school wrong constantly. And then he gets upset. You know, he's like, there's only 4 days left. I was like, actually, there's five. He's like, oh, no. Oh,
man, I feel that.
Yeah.
You're like, you're grounded because I know your grades are going to be terrible.
Yeah. Your math is off.
Yeah, you just watch fucking some Christmas movie in Spanish in Spanish class.
Sure, yeah.
That's what I remember doing in high school.
Well, it's usually not a Spanish Christmas movie. It's like a regular Christmas movie dubbed. Yeah.
We watched Road to El Dorado a lot in my Spanish class.
Weird.
I don't know why. We watched that and Fools Rush In all the time.
Interesting.
Senora Snyder loved it, I guess.
That's pretty good.
Doesn't that movie like a lot of, like, there's like a sex scene with Matthew Perry and Selma Hayek in that movie?
I don't think we ever got that far.
Yeah, she's,
you know, the class is only 45 minutes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But we had a fiesta. It was all just chips and salsa, and someone brought cookies.
Nice.
And those were my, I just love.
I do
a break.
Love. No,
I love a break.
I forgot how a racist Spanish class could get.
Yeah, wow. That's
just a lot of stereotypes.
Yeah, a lot of stereotypes. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's like, I feel like I'm like, have never had that feeling as an adult of like, oh, good. Thank God it's Christmas break. It's like,
yeah.
Doesn't happen.
I've had that with my work recently because we're like in the slow season.
Yeah.
And like, I took off a bunch of time and like, I feel like I'm on. And today was the last day I had to go in. I felt like it was Christmas break.
Yeah.
I like left with the biggest smile on my face.
I mean, I have a half day on Friday, and because the holiday falls on a full weekend, I don't have to go back to work till Tuesday.
Nice. Oh,
yeah. So I also feel that like Christmas break feeling coming up.
But like that, like 2 weeks that we got as kids, like that was like, wow, what a good time. Actually, I had that when I was in the boot camp last year. So it was like, yes.
Christmas break. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, fourth round, going in strong. I'm taking Jesus Christ. All right, our
That's
Lord
your
and Savior.
Part of Christmas.
I mean, we're just drafting Christmas things, and he's the reason we're having it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking the big man himself, JC.
Cool.
No arguments. You guys aren't like bummed that he's not going to be on your team, on your draft list.
Actually, what I have next on my list is like very funny.
I'd rather have taken eggnog.
I mean, I have the Lord and Savior.
What is it with, Jesus and eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, that boy loves eggs.
Jesus loves eggs?
Yeah, Easter.
That was fish.
Actually, eggnog.
That's like based on this pagan goddess who was like, her name was actually Easter.
Oh.
And her thing was rabbits and eggs. Like rabbit was like her animal.
Okay.
And then she would like give people eggs as like a fertility thing.
I see. So
it was
Jesus,
like, her symbol.
I see.
Me is just a pick me boy.
Yeah, exactly.
He made it about himself somehow.
It was
somehow.
Just this like gal.
He died for our sins. Okay.
Yeah.
Just made it about himself.
Yeah.
And then like robbed this gal of her rabbits and eggs.
Yeah.
Well, that was the church.
Sure.
Okay, no, I'm not defending Christianity or anything like that. I just thought it would be fun to have the big man, the number one, the guy whose birthday we're celebrating, three wise men, did it for him, Jesus Christ. Okay. Thought that'd be funner than it was. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
you're
like,
ooh.
Yeah.
You're acting like I picked Crystal Knock right now. You guys are like,
this is a bigger reaction. No, I'm just like thinking of like what about that is...
Fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joseph had his child
the
bride.
King of Kings, I think. That's fine.
Yeah.
That
I remember
he didn't even
Jesus
get
Christ had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just...
And he had to lug her from motel to motel and keep getting turned down until they're like, hey, we got the back of a fucking
barn.
And
you're blaming the baby for that.
That sounds
You're blaming the baby Jesus.
There is that really good Elvis song, like the Bethlehem song.
Little Town of Bethlehem?
Yeah, it's a good... Yeah. We wouldn't have that song without Jesus.
He's like, we're going to rock, baby Jesus.
Yep, that's...
Going to rock all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
classic
Elvis
song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom is 12 and that's all right with me. I'm Elvis.
Yeah. That is what he would say.
Yeah.
Not
classic Elvis.
I'll still this is the Elvis song.
That's my song.
It's very nice.
I guess he didn't write this, right? This was probably a song before he covered it.
Huh?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't write this, right? Like,
no. Elvis was not a songwriter. He didn't write any of his songs.
Oh. classic Elvis.
Yeah.
All right, Andres. What are you picking?
Mine is gonna be Wham's Last Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good
probably
one.
My favorite Christmas song. I would have taken all of them, but that's just not true. But something about Last Christmas is my favorite Christmas song of all time.
Have you seen the movie that was made to be based on that song?
I have not.
Yeah, it's called Last Christmas, and it's not great because they take the lyrics of the song very literally, like too literally. Because like, what is it? Yeah, like you think about it, like what's the lyrics? It's like, Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. It's literally a guy dies and like a woman receives his heart as a donation and then his ghost haunts her.
Yeah.
And they have a romance.
Because she's a fuck girl.
She's a fuck girl.
That's pretty good.
And it's, and he haunts her and they fall in love. Yeah. And she doesn't know that he's a ghost.
And like, she works at a Christmas themed store all year round.
And
how long is this film?
How long is it?
Film? This like motion picture.
I want to say like hour and a half.
So they made this a whole hour and a half
thing? Yeah, it's
a
whole movie. And it's her like basically like becoming a better person.
Well, I am watching it.
It's, I mean,
it
it's
was
Amelia
on
Clark
HBO before.
From Game of Thrones. She's the lead.
It came out in 2019.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be from the 80s as well.
Oh, no. This like just happened.
I thought George Michael starred in it as a ghost.
No, Emma Thompson, the actress, wrote this movie.
Oh, yes. Like, I've seen parts of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where like somebody, like I think somebody challenged her, like, okay, like here's a song, like write a movie about this song. And like,
and that guy was dead the whole time?
And the guy's dead the whole time.
That's upsetting.
Yeah. Like he is haunting her and teaching her to be good. Like,
yeah, I've seen parts of this movie.
Don't fuck everybody.
Yeah.
That's basically. Because she's like a party girl.
No, I think it's more that she
I thought she was the black sheep. I didn't think she was like a party girl.
Yeah, it's not that she's a party girl. It's basically that she was sick. She needed a heart transplant and she was like, and now she doesn't know how to like cherish the life that she has. And he's basically teaching her that like, you know, you should be alive.
She's
it's
been
good.
So used to thinking that she's gonna about her mortality. Now that she has life again, she doesn't really know how to handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he teaches her that through
That's
Christmas.
That's really fucking funny and stupid that this movie is based on that song.
I mean, and it's so literal.
Yeah.
And they play the song a lot. Like, I think she
That's
sings
really
it at one point.
That's really good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good,
It is weird.
Good song.
Yeah.
It's an okay movie. Like Emma Thompson did a lot with a concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a single fucking dragon in that movie.
Yeah, not one.
And she got
I was really hoping this was an 80s rendition of this concept, which would have ruled.
No, it is contemporary.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. It's pretty cheesy.
Yeah. Cheesy is pretty good, though, for the holidays.
Yeah.
Like last pick of the fourth round.
And also ghosts, so like horror.
Yeah. Yes.
Technically, it's a horror movie. Yeah. So I picked the concept of paganism at Christmas.
Paganism.
Yeah. So just like everything that we celebrate about Christmas is very pagan in its roots, like trees and putting pine everywhere and trying to think of anything else, like other like oh, the lights, also pagan. Like basically it's this idea of that like this was the longest, darkest, coldest night of the year. So like people just got into their warm homes and made it smell nice with pine and like set a lot of fires and we're like, all right, let's just like get through it, man.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Solstice, Yuletide.
So nothing like witchy stuff going on with that? Like does that include?
Oh yeah, there's like witchy stuff going on with that.
Yeah, what's witchy? What's
like bringing a tree in your house is witchy.
Because it wards off.
Yeah, it was supposed to like ward off like bad spirits. Like the pine was supposed to be like a whole thing, and like the lights and like a lot of like the cinnamon and garland of orange. Like that was also kind of a witchy thing. Well, not the orange because this is like German paganism with the trees. But yeah, it's like cleansing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Scary.
Scary.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah, I think it is scary. Like when you think about like how it's
I think it is scary.
Well, when you think about it, yeah, like it's like the worst time of like if you're like pre-industrial, like that is probably the worst time to be human, right? Like you're just like cold and trying to like be like, I don't know if we're gonna make it through like till spring, like we're kind of fucked. And then to like have these rituals to keep each other together and like moving forward to like the next season, like I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we're not all gonna make it.
Yeah. So let's cuddle under the fire and kiss under this mistletoe. So
mistletoe.
Yeah. also pagan.
All right, last round. Mallory, you go first.
Oh yeah. I was going to, the Christmas song, Baby Please Come Home. That's like my Christmas song.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I see like in Target or whatever, like the shit come out in boxes, yeah. I immediately started like, and I think I always imagine the song being sung by Muppets, though it never has been.
I think it's because it's so high pitched.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Or it's
like Christmas. Yeah. Yeah. And I could totally, yeah. It's like,
and it's this version, Darlene Love, like
the Berenstain Bears effect. Because I can picture like Animal doing this.
Yeah, where he comes like Christmas. Yeah.
That's how their heads move.
Yeah. Yeah,
do you guys
exactly.
know Phil Spector wrote all these songs and did this?
Whoa.
Not the Backstreet Boy, the Beach Boy. He did all the Beach Boy stuff too.
He wrote this Christmas song?
Yeah, he did this whole Motown Christmas album.
Wow.
I know. That's why it sounds like this.
Didn't he get his wife killed?
I think he... Yeah, there was some like murder
shit,
stuff.
Really? Damn.
Yeah, he's problematic, yeah. But this... I love this Motown Christmas stuff. It's so good. It's just so good.
Yeah, I just like... In my mind, I am imagining this as like a Muppets Christmas
thing. This is Darlene
Love. Yeah. And I just like play the song on repeat in my head.
Yeah, I love this song. Yeah. Hey, what song I've been really getting into this year? Just throw it out there.
Christmas Holy Night.
All Over Again by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
It's good. It's got like some like old school like rock and roll stuff, and it's just fun.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
it's Christmas.
Yeah, Tom Petty. Yeah. All right.
The worst Christmas song is the Paul McCartney, right?
Is that Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas?
Simply.
No, that's Elton John.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Sorry, I get my British guys confused.
Yeah, same guy. Like,
yeah.
Simply. Yeah,
There's a music video to it.
Something about this, like, beep, beep. Like, I hate it. I hate it. It makes me not feel the Christmas spirit. It takes it from me. It robs me of it.
I like it. It's fun enough, but it's got nothing on War's Over.
Yeah.
I feel like if you were DJing and that's the first song you put on, no one's having a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a bad move. They're like, everyone knows it. It's popular. But you put it up, it's like, nope, it's not going to work, man.
Yeah,
I think it's like an intro and outro song to like, all right, we're either wrapping this up or getting it started.
Yeah. Yeah, like, this is a good wrap-up song. I would leave a party if they started.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, get out.
Yeah, that's, like, definitely, that's definitely last call kind
yeah,
of
like,
thing.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, well, yeah. I didn't realize you didn't want me to be here. Yeah. I will go. Like, I will head home. What's your, like, anti-Christmas
My song? Like, songs I don't like for Christmas? I'm trying to think of pretty much anything that's, like, super Jesus, like Silent Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't like that one. But I do love all like the like weird like what's it called, the one where it's just a girl being a whore for Santa.
Yeah. Oh, the Eartha Kitt one.
Santa baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Santa baby.
Yeah, that's funny. It's like, I feel like Christmas songs. Yeah, I think I saw this in a tweet or something where like there was like five categories where it's like Jesus, horny Santa.
Yeah.
And like pop thing. Yeah.
Santa
baby.
It's great.
Yeah.
Just slip a sable. All right. Andreas, what's your next pick here?
Well,
to
this
round
is gonna
out?
Be unpopular. No one's gonna be jealous of me. They're just gonna want me canceled. Mm. But I truly enjoy Baby It's Cold Outside.
Interesting. Do you like any of the alternative versions?
I like all versions of it.
All versions of it?
Yeah. I'd even like it if it was gender swapped, you know?
Yeah.
I think there's nothing wrong with...
Isn't there like a one with John Mayer that happened?
Well, that one I might be against.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and I think Lady Gaga did that.
Oh, did a switcheroo?
Yeah, did a gender swap of it.
And everyone's like, oh, like this is a real pressure-y song. But at no point has it ever been like, I want to go home because I want to go home. It's I want to go or I need to go home. Because everyone else is waiting on me.
Mm-hmm.
There's not ever once an inclination of like, I don't want to be here. It's that I can't be here.
Where he's like giving her permission to be like, hey, you don't have to go. Yeah. You don't want to go. Like,
yeah. That's the conversation I hear.
Yeah.
I don't hear this like, stay.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like, hey, like, fuck your aunt. Like, we can hang. Like,
yeah. You know?
Fuck your aunt. We could hang.
They're like, my dad's gonna be waiting for me. That's not like a threat, you know. That's like, ah, fuck, my dad's gonna be waiting for me.
You're like, I'm gonna be in trouble. Yeah.
And he's just like, but think about this dick. Yeah. You know? Like, and she's like, this dick does sound good, but my sister's gonna know. He's like, man, fuck your sister, dude.
Yeah.
She's just jealous she can't get this dick, you know?
Oh man.
Yeah. So she's like empowered instead.
Yeah.
Like, and if she really wanted to leave, she'd be like, hey, like, for fucking real, like, I have to go.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
I don't
want to
be here, you know?
And then, like, it's not a Christmas song. It's just, like, a conversation of, like, hey, like, hey, it's cold outside. It's like, fuck you, I'm leaving.
It's just a consent song, and it's way shorter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hook up with you right now, you know?
Yeah, I'm not feeling
it. But it also sounds, the way I hear this song, it always sounds like they've already hooked up, and he's just like, just keep on staying. We're having so much fun.
Yeah, that's true.
We've already done the deed. You're naked. You're getting dressed. You don't have to get dressed. You're already naked.
Let's
have
a cuddle.
Yeah. It sounds more like a post-coitus song.
Yeah.
That's, and once you hear it like that, I think you're like, yeah, that's a classic conversation of like, I know I've been dragged back. Like, don't go to work. I was like, I don't want to go to work. I'd rather be naked here with you. You know, but I gotta go to work. They're like, my boss will be suspicious, you know?
And it's like, yeah, like, I don't like call into work and let's just like stay in and watch movies and have brunch.
Yeah. Like, if you don't, I feel like that's a pretty regular conversation when you're with someone. Like, after, you're like, I don't want to fucking go to work. I'd rather just keep on doing this today with you, you know?
Yeah. Or like, oh, like and my roommates are waiting on me. I gotta go.
You know?
I like it. You've convinced me.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I hear that song. It sounds like two people who have already made sweet Christmassy piney love. You know, the room smells like eggnog.
Whoa. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. You know, she asked for a comb. That means her hair is a mess already.
Yeah,
you know,
like there's wrapping
from
paper
shenanigans.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Like,
he put a bow on it. Let's just say that. Yeah. And now, you know, he's like, look, the present's unwrapped. What are we doing? Why would we rewrap it? You know,
and I just want to like hang with my little Brit. No, I don't like that. I was going to say present. I don't like it. But But I do like that. Like, hey, we've already
I'm just tired of people coming after that song.
I think it's almost trendy to come after that song and be like, what about consent? And it's like,
I think you've never gotten laid by someone that likes you.
Whoa.
Because if someone actually likes you and after they bang you, if they don't want you to stick around after, like.
Oh, man. Yeah. What is it that there's like such a conversation about people being like, oh, you should go because we're like, I got work in the morning instead of being like, hey, like you should stay and like sleep over because I like you instead of like you should probably leave.
Gotcha.
I have things in the morning. Business things.
Business time.
Yeah.
All right. That leaves it down to me. The last pick for this All Fantasy Christmas. All right. Closing it out. I'm going with presents/gift giving because I do love giving a good gift. There is a certain satisfaction I get. I also get embarrassed by giving gifts, you know, because it's something I think about almost all year about like what could I get for this person? Like for when we did Los Chupacabras, I got you this hoodie with the fucking the logo on it,
and I wore it when I headlined shows.
I know, I appreciate that, but I was embarrassed to give it to you guys because I'm like, will they like it? Will they not like it? I get embarrassed because I want them to like it so much. So it's also hard.
You know, if we were going to do a sixth one, mine was going to be gift cards because it's so
gift
easy.
Gift cards. Okay. Honorable mention for gift cards.
Yeah. I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum. Like I would love, I mean, you're right. When you crush a gift, that does feel good, you know?
Or you get exactly what you asked for or something that surprises you. You're like, oh shit, this is dope.
This is beautiful. Yeah. What a great fucking gift. I never even thought about wanting this, you know?
Yeah. Like when somebody reads your mind like that, it's great.
I was kind of overwhelmed the first time I went to Mallory's house for Christmas.
Yeah.
Her whole family bought me gifts. We'd only been dating not very long, right?
Long enough for you to come and stay for Christmas. But,
But I mean, they all got me like a lot of gifts. There's a lot of gifts. We weren't even living together.
Yeah.
Like, every person.
Yeah. Bought me something and I was like, wow, this is very nice.
Yeah. My sister's got him like beard comb, like a very nice beard comb or
something.
Yeah.
They got me like a bunch of glasses because I was like, oh, I want a bar cart.
Yeah.
And Mallory
got
me a bar cart, and then they all got me different glasses.
Yeah, nice. For like bar cart
stuff.
That's
really
thoughtful. Like shot glasses, nice, you know, just different glasses. I mean, it was very thoughtful, very nice. I was overwhelmed with Christmas spirit.
Is that why you've always asked for like gift cards ever since then?
No.
It is just nice to pick what exactly.
Yeah,
what
it is. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that's nice.
I always like tell my family the best thing you give JD is a shopping trip to Target.
Yeah.
Like, he'll love it.
I do. I would love that. Yeah.
I'm a van store. Let me go get more vans, you know, or like buy vans on someone else's dime. That's always nice.
Someone else's dime. It's funny. Yeah, do you guys have any honorable mentions you want to mention before we wrap up here? Wrap up the gift.
I mean,
of
I
this
said
podcast.
Gift cards because it's like
gift cards is great.
It's exactly what they want when they go
cookies.
Get it themselves.
I put Christmas cookies.
I'm surprised you didn't have that second after eggnog.
Yeah, I guess for me it's like stockings. Like my mom still does this even though like my sisters and I are all in our 30s. Like we're adults, you know. And she still like does these like candy and like pencils and socks, and it's just like, oh wow, that's just like so nice. And like spatulas has been a big hit every year.
Batteries always go in the stockings.
Batteries.
Yeah. Well, for it's toys. Yeah.
It's a nice little mishmash of like stuff.
Yeah.
And it, like it's fun to go through. And it's
my
like,
family does scratchers.
Scratch tickets
they
are always good.
Scratch
yeah.
Tickets.
That's how my son learned math.
And they're always like, if you win something, we split it.
Yeah. 7-Eleven 21 scratch tickets. Those are good for, that was a good math tool. And also, I found out how money motivated my son is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one took Santa Claus. I was expecting that.
Man, fuck that guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the
you guys hate people. I don't.
Like the idea of Santa Claus, but I do hate the whole Santa Claus like real thingness of it. You know, I feel like there's a lot of holes in it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of cons to Santa Claus being real versus being a real nice idea.
Yeah, I think the first time I realized Santa wasn't real is like I had friends who had like who were richer. Like I had a friend who she got a Barbie Jeep for Christmas, and I got like a doll or like a small like something like it was smaller from Santa.
Like the Barbie got a Jeep, or she got a Jeep themed Barbie.
She got a
or
like
a Barbie themed
Jeep themed Barbie.
Yeah, she got a Jeep like a Barbie themed Jeep. For
that was child size.
Yeah, yeah.
Like and a Jeep.
Yeah,
yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on, Santa? And I was like, oh, this is like. Yeah.
I was a good girl too.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, like, so, like,
how much gooder was she?
Yeah, and it's
so
just
you
like,
feel burned by Santa. If that's
no,
what you guys were
no,
checking.
No. I just think it's like, it brings a like unfairness.
I also
right?
don't
it's
like when that motherfucker gets credit for things I bought.
Yeah.
That one, like, you know, like the big gift. Like, I was like, yeah, fuck that. Dad bought that.
Yeah.
You know? Santa didn't do shit.
Yeah. Like, oh,
you
really
see those
hard.
Fucking batteries? That was Santa.
Yeah. Santa, like,
Santa
was like,
brought
hey,
the batteries.
I asked him to bring the batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Christmas markets, although they could also just go for shopping in general.
Sure.
I do love shopping.
Yeah. It's hard to nail down a good Christmas market, you know? Yeah. You really got to like hit all those things. We went to like Georgetown and it was bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was like not fun.
Not great.
I think you have to go and do the train if you're going to do it. Otherwise, don't do it. Yeah. Yeah.
But all right. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Yeah. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Merry Hanukkah.
Merry Hanukkah as well. We are in Hanukkah at the moment.
Yeah.
Happy Honda days.
So this is a terrific time for you to bring up Kristallnacht.
Enjoy your Toyota-thon.
Yep, you did it that time.
Yeah.
Well, I was just like commenting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. On all the awful things you said today.
I didn't say anything awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you were like, Schindler's List
okay,
is my
well,
favorite
actually,
Christmas
it's my favorite
movie.
It's a reek.
Remember when JD said that?
Yeah,
that
was
crazy.
It
was
wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
So
like,
to recap
bracket.
The list, Mallory took Christmas lights, Christmas horror movies, mulled wine, paganism, and baby, please come home.
Yeah, a lot of concepts.
Yeah. All right. Andreas took tamales, meeting the parents, Christmas trees, Last Christmas by Wham. And Baby, It's Cold Outside. Two songs.
Yeah.
Two songs at the end.
Yeah.
Two of my favorites.
Okay.
They're up there.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
But also, I'm a Whore for Christmas one. That one is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Baby.
I'm a Whore for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what you call that
song. I want Lady Gaga to write that Christmas song.
I'd love that.
I'm a Whore for Christmas.
Taylor Swift covers it. She has a whole Christmas album that I put on blast.
Yeah.
Also, All I Want for Christmas is You. That
classic.
Yeah.
I love
and,
that.
And they're like, they, you know, and it's become a very big meme, but also, I get it. It's a fun song.
Yeah. It's great. I do love it.
Yeah. And no one can cover it.
Yeah. I
mean, like people cover
it,
but
version.
You just want hers. Yeah,
yeah. Nothing compares.
I don't care if Ariana Grande can sing better, you know?
Yeah.
I don't
not...
give a shit. I want
I don't
the
think
Mariah
she
Berry.
Can. Mariah Carey's great.
I don't think anybody can beat that.
Yeah.
Rendition of it.
And I especially love how extra Mariah Carey is. So,
yeah.
I think, yeah.
Music video's
all
great too.
Yeah.
It's very nostalgic. All right. For me, I chose eggnog, TV specials, Christmas break. Jesus Christ, and presents/gift giving.
So if you guys listen to the episode, be sure to tweet at us and publicly acknowledge who you thought had the best list, please.
Yeah, they can get you a Big Bad Besserell.
You guys can always message me directly, or you can tweet at me. I don't care. I'll take whatever you want. You know. And if you want to just pick on JD's list privately with me, that's fine.
Yeah, just rip it apart.
Yeah. Preferably just with me, so we can have a good laugh without, you know, publicly shaming JD for his choices.
All right. Well, I'm glad we could spend this time together for friends and family with Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Wakanda forever. Be excellent to each other. All right. Do you have any plugs you want to do, Andres?
No, I think I'm done with shows for the year. I'll be, when's this come out?
I'm going to put it out this week.
By Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. Come to 51st Jokes. You can hear my first joke of the next year. That's the big thing I think I'm excited for right now. That's the only thing. At the Bug Theater on the 7th. That's a Friday. Tickets are on sale. It does sell out. There's going to be me and 49 other comics on the show.
Doing our
first joke of the year. Yeah. So some of them are going to be hits, some of them are going to be shits, and some of them are going to be tits. So Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Probably go to bugtheater.com to get tickets.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. Mallory, you got anything you want people to look out for in the new year?
Yeah, this is coming out
I think I'm going to put this out one before Christmas and put the one that I have.
That's great. Yeah.
After.
So if you're hearing this first, you should go back and listen to the Drunk Wedding podcast.
Oh, yeah. That would have come out yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. So like go and listen to our podcast where we talk about Love Actually, the Christmas movie.
Yeah.
20th
yeah.
anniversary. So
he got her a CD and he got his mistress that fucking jewelry.
God damn.
What he a made, cocksucker.
Way to go, Snape / Hans Gruber.
Good Christmas song, also. Yeah. I was just, I was caught in the moment.
If you
want to
hear
Thompson
her opinions on
weeping,
it,
yeah.
You got to go to listen to the
go
podcast.
Go listen to that podcast. Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about it a lot for an hour.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you in the new year or being in your ears. Thanks so much. Is there anything else we had to take care of on the intro? I did all the housekeeping,
all the stuff.
I think. Bow. All right. Looking forward to a bigger, better 2023, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
I like it. Skip it about the. Skip it. Bye.